So now let's look at good niches versus bad niches. And many an entrepreneur has wasted countless months or even years of their life grinding away on a bad niche without even realizing. And it's very, very common because, you know, for us entrepreneurs, persistence is valued. You know, it's one of our greatest assets is our tenacity and our ability to keep on going when things go wrong. But unfortunately, that's only true if it's directed at things that can actually bring us successes in the future. And it's not always easy to see the wood from the trees, especially when you're actually in the thick of it. So let's look at what a good niche is. Well, a great niche is one where people are making money and we can actually see that they are making money. We can see how they're doing it. We can see what they're up to. We can see the money that they're being made. It's being, you know, jammed down our faces that these guys are making money and we can categorically see it. So that really is the main thing that we're looking for when it comes to finding a good niche. A good niche is also one where you actually understand it and you're a customer in it. And there's, you know, so much to be said for having empathy, for having understanding about the market, for knowing the buzzwords, for knowing about the trends, for knowing what people think about the products, for seeing gaps that people outside of the space who are just kind of cynical marketers trying to make a quick buck. They can't see it, but you can see it because you're an active member of the marketplace, of the community. You know, you're a consumer, basically. Also, a good niche is one where you have leverage in it already. That could be a customer list. It could be traffic you're already getting. It could be some kind of credentials or proof, maybe connections in the space. Maybe your best friend is, you know, established. Maybe you don't really know a ton about it, but your best friend can help you get set up. Or at the very least, some kind of knowledge, okay? So those are kind of the core things that we are looking for. That being said, it is, you know, like a lot of things, if you are very, very experienced at something, then and you know all the rules, then generally that is the time where you can actually break the rules. So generally, the more you know the rules of something, I think the more you can actually break it. And so if you're highly, highly advanced, then you may want to start your own niche. You may want to start your own trend, your own completely new category of thing. 99% of the time, that is a bad idea. And I suspect from knowing myself and knowing other entrepreneurs, if you want to do that, I'm not going to convince you otherwise. But obviously, it does come with, you know, increased risk, although, of course, it does come with increased opportunity. And for most people, I think it's probably a bad idea. But if you're that 1%, then by all means, go for it. What is, I think, a kind of middle ground and a much better way to do it is to get into a new niche very, very early. So you're not going to be the first in the space. You're going to be entering a space where there's already a few players. But it is growing very, very quickly. And that, by the way, is the space of AI in general. Another advanced way to approach this is to modify niches slightly. So if everyone else is selling a particular type of product in a particular type of way, you can make a modification, a slight change to what everyone else is doing, and kind of stay within the confines of the space, still sell to the same audience in the same way, but with a kind of novel change, which is going to allow you to stand out and be different while still leveraging everything else that's going on in the space. But broadly, when it comes to looking at good niches, we want a niche where people are making money, ideally one that we understand, and in an ideal world, one that we have leverage in as well. So I think that covers it for good niches, and I'll see you in the next video.